This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife
and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense only strong of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for when they pull that in.
And I hope that judge ain't blind. Let me tell you, the big judge isn't blind.
Amarillo,
that judge sees all.
Amarillo,
all times. All dimensions. Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio. All right, I want to go back to Debbie, who I've been cutting off. I should do whole counter seminars to not just leftist and foundation seminar callers that for at least 25 years call in with talking points to major national shows. And that's come out in Congress. It's admitted Soros himself has spent what I know of tens of millions just on seminar callers. That's a conservative number. He spends billions a year on different things, obviously. Jihad operations, right-wing Nazi overthrow operations, mass criminal activity operations, you name it. I mean, he literally is beyond a Spectre commander from a James Bond movie. He actually does reportedly have cats. I guess maybe the character is based on him. But talk radio, I've been told by local hosts, I've been told by folks that I've known for 20 years, I've been told by staples around the country, that they're called in the last 2 years and told, you stop bashing Obama, saying there's a criminal takeover, saying all this stuff's really happening, or you're going to be off the air. People are like, but I have top ratings, I'm popular. They go, it doesn't matter. And some of them go along with it, some of them don't. And this is what's happening. They do not want you to have any communications medium. And they're getting rid of most people locally. And they're trying to get Clear Channel to axe Limbaugh and a bunch of other folks from their contracts. And Limbaugh, I know, is not perfect, people, but the point is, if they can kill talk radio, they can kill it all. And they've told Matt Drudge and others, the Supreme Court, that this is happening next year. Well, I'm seeing it go on. And I'm seeing them play every dirty trick they can to shut off our sponsors. Well, you know, I saw you trying that years ago. I said, you know what, I'll just direct sell myself. See how you like that. I adapt. I overcome with God's good graces with the brain God gave me. But, Debbie, let me guess. Give us some of the topics you call in with when they call you a conspiracy theorist. Like when we said 2 days ago these guys were jihadis and we were conspiracy theorists. And so that's what they do. If you say the sky is blue, they say that. It's a trick. And then let me guess. And correct me if I'm wrong. Don't disagree with me. I mean, I know you won't. But do they act like they're kind of conservative, kind of liberal? Because that's the new disinfo op, is this wishy-wash thing. And then they sit there and really squat on top of the conservatives and then screen the calls to try to get the liberals on. Go ahead.
Yes, that's exactly what they did to me. And then I got angry and I said to my husband, do you believe this? Did you hear how I was treated? Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would get angry and he would go, well, you know, they have to play kind of the middle. And I was like, but let me finish my point. Let me at least answer like he lets everybody else answer, but they hang up on me. And real quick, Alex.
Ma'am, it's a playbook. I've talked to probably, let's not exaggerate, I've been to some of the big conferences and stuff. In fact, a couple of them I didn't announce I was at just so I could really talk to people. Everyone's being told, you do this or you're fired. So this is what they do. And it's not both sides. People don't want that. They can get MSNBC if they want both sides, a pack of liars. If you talk about what's happening in this country, they fire you. They don't care about ratings because the big hospital groups and others don't want Obamacare repealed. I know for a fact, I'm not going to get into it because it's off record, the fact that I was told all this stuff, so I'm just going to shut up right now. Just know what's going on, people. It's big, okay? people wouldn't believe the amount of money being spent. In fact, it's actually a racket now to put me on the air for 6 months, which is fine, to actually have these people come buy out the time to get me off air. And then as soon as that money goes up, the stations put me back on to get the money again. So I say, fine, let the stations do it to survive, whatever. I'm just telling you, folks, we're dealing with a criminal operation. Go ahead.
tried to tell them about the flu shot fraud. My father-in-law was Dr. Richard Whelan from Valhalla, New York, who died in 2011, who told me, never get a flu shot. Same as Dr. Group. And I brought that up on a show when they were talking about the vaccines, and they were like, oh, well, there's no proof that there's metals.
Ma'am, stay there. You held so much. I'm going to let you finish again, then more calls, and then I'm going to Paul Watson.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide. Now into hour number 3. Hour number 4 is coming up with David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue.
You only live once on this plane of existence, my friends. Fulfill your destiny and not be a slave programmed by the globalists. Rediscover human liberty and take action. I'm going to go to a few more calls, and Paul Watson will take calls with Paul Watson. I start hyperventilating and ranting when I talk about how the system's trying to kill talk radio. The war on talk radio, the war on free speech, the war on internet free speech. How they are purging local hosts around the country. With advertising money, I mean, it is really, really, really a big deal. And I'm just too classy with stations we've worked with for decades in some cases when I'm told stuff off record to divulge it. But I tell you, one has to wonder if this stuff's legal that's going on. But it's going on. And it's going on because we're hurting the globalists. They used to think we were a joke They don't think we're a joke now. And again, I want to be clear. Not Alex Jones. It's the thousands of hosts around the country. That's why I told people forever, if you got a business or whatever, you're successful, you got to go buy time on a local AM or FM that's got some decent ratings. You can buy time on the weekend for nothing. Start telling patriots about it. And that one show can organize a political movement in your town or city that has a big effect. Well, the globalists now know about that, and they are fighting that tooth and nail. Because believe me, when tyranny comes in, people really start listening to patriots. Now, I'm one of the biggest fish in this fight, so a lot of what they do to me bounces off. Though they've got their licks in, but my scars make me strong. But believe me, I know how real this is because I've dealt with these people for a long time and all the sellouts. You know, our big problem isn't the evil people. It's all the sellouts that know what's going on and apologize about it and go, gosh, it's really real. Police chiefs and so many others that aren't even bad people, they'll tell you, yeah, I know you're telling the truth now, and boy, you ought to know about this, but I just got to go along with it, though, Alex, because, you know, not all of us are going to fight it like you. I mean, how do you fight it anyways? I mean, it's so big. It's like going in with your X-Wings against the Death Star and saying, look at the size of that thing. Folks, we're going to lose it all if we don't go in against this. Don't you understand that? And the fact it's so big makes it easier to take it on. It's so illegitimate. It's so criminal. It's so over the top. And 98% of the evil is coming by good men and women being henpecked, bullied by political correctness to submit. And now the sun's setting. Now they want to start arresting people and shutting down free speech and really coming after us. They admit the armored vehicles aren't for Al-Qaeda or ISIS or the jihadis that just hit us again. They say it's for veterans, gun owners, Christians, libertarians, and that we're going to have a war with the feds. Well, what are they going to do that's so bad that we'll be forced into a war? You think about that. They know when they start general gun confiscation and when they false flag and blame it on patriots that people aren't going to go down to the police station, and then people start disappearing. Oh, they're just being interrogated. They were just sent to the re-education center. They even call it a re-education center in the 2012 Army document that's at army.mil. I'm going to say that again very slowly. Army.mil has scores of white papers, like we'll pull them up, put them on screen for TV viewers, admitting the preparation to round up the Tea Party and put you in camps. So how do they respond? They come out with Jade Helm about mastering the human domain, about dominating, about taking over. And then we say, look, it's more conditioning for a takeover down the road. And then they misrepresent and say that we're saying that the military's going to take over and kill us this summer, and then it doesn't happen. It's all disinfo hoaxes. Army Regulation 210-35, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Boom, that's one of them. Also, just type in re-education camp Army document. That'll bring up that resettlement document. Here's a new article. Just went up on Infowars.com. Muslim migrants display open or die banner at Macedonian border. Attack police. Open or die. Greece and Macedonia, formerly part of Greece, that's where Alexander the Great came from, are not letting them in. Turkey is a direct conduit. And they are killing and attacking people. Open or die. Submit or die. And look, all military-age men wearing their designer clothing. They want to make their mark. They want to be a man. They already had their jihad in Syria. Now they're coming to the West. And the people running the government, not the soldiers, but the ones running the governments, want to bring them in so they can then dominate and control the population. Debbie, I've been ranting over you, then I'm going to Watson, and we'll take calls with Randy and others while Watson's on. But you being censored, trying to call and talk radio as a conservative, this is done by design. You know it's not just some goofy host. This is a trend by design with big advertisers, mainly in healthcare, insurance, and banking, and governmental, saying, we will not sponsor you if you have True Patriot programming on. Go ahead.
Yep, no, absolutely. I basically covered as many points that I could think of while I was on hold, but I just want to say Merry Christmas and God bless you all at InfoWars, and thank you so much for all you do. You really are fantastic, and I adore you.
Well, no, man, please don't thank me. I want to explain something. I know this is a death battle. I mean, I've risked my life. I know it's real. I've been there. I've seen it. I've been attacked. I've been threatened. They've tried to buy me off. I mean, I know we're going down. We're being taken over. How could I sit here and not be crazed? I mean, to control myself and watch the country killed in front of me where my kids live takes a lot of control. I'm a realist. And so as a man, all I'm doing is trying to defend my family. That's normal. So don't thank me for doing the self-preservation move. That's why I get so angry at other men. But they just don't see themselves in the role of being involved. They think other men do that. They're little boys. And I'm not putting those men down. A lot of those guys will get in a fight with you if you look at them wrong, but they wouldn't get involved politically if their life depended on it. They got all the trappings of being a tough guy, but when it comes down to their country itself going down, where are they? What are they doing? Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson with his daily update with us. Paul Joseph Watson joining us from London, England. Paul, so much has unfolded. You've got a new report out. I knew you'd have a bunch of stuff you were working on. You can now break it here on air. I will tell you, I was talking to Biggs during the break. They have confirmed that in Dearborn, when the attack happened 2 days ago, fireworks were shot off. Two separate groups of people. Now they've got other groups telling them fireworks were shot off. Allah Akbar was announced and even played on loudspeakers. So this is really getting bad. Paul Joseph Watson.
But why would they be celebrating an act of workplace violence, Alex? I mean, that makes no sense, right? So now we know the female attacker pledged allegiance to ISIS right before she launched this massacre. A pro-ISIS media group is saying that followers of ISIS carried out the attack. We know they watched ISIS propaganda videos. But the media, a lot of it is still saying that this could just be workplace violence. And now, I don't know if you've covered this, but in the past hour or so, MSNBC basically just burst into the apartment belonging to these jihadists, contaminating evidence, looking at shredded files, you know, putting fingerprints on the walls.
By the way, I agree with you. I haven't covered this properly, but you're absolutely right. When I watch them rummaging through, grabbing stuff, clearly they are a government arm, a Southern Poverty Law Center arm. They were getting in there to get stuff they're afraid the public's going to get to. I can't believe the police would let them in a crime scene. Something's going on here.
Well, at first they said, oh, we got the landlord's permission, but now he's saying they rushed into the apartment without his permission. You know, they're picking up driver's license. How is this not still a crime scene? If you've got accomplices, we know they had neighbors who reported multiple Middle East men in that area. How do they not know that other accomplices could have been in that apartment? Now they've contaminated all the fingerprints.
It's a cover-up,
Paul. It's completely ludicrous.
And notice who they sent in, MSNBC. I'm telling you, folks, MSNBC sits up in big conference rooms in basically military command. Their trendy outfits are uniforms to fool the public. Okay, you know, the cute little shirts and all of it. Literally, folks, they are in military meetings with the CIA, okay, and top government psychiatrists. This has even come out to Jack, so is CNN. I cannot quote to you enough of how sinister these people are. Go ahead.
Well, another thing that you're going to love, Alex, and this is on my Twitter page. If you just scroll down a little bit, they can throw it up on screen. The New Yorker came out with its new issue for December 14th, and it's a drawing, it's a cartoon of two Americans buying assault rifles, and they're white. This is supposed to represent what happened in San Bernardino. It's a white couple shopping for assault rifles and groceries. Completely ludicrous. And again, you go back to, for example, Salon.com. You know, after the Boston bombing, Salon.com said, quote, Muslims don't need to apologize for the Sarnaevs. But after the Dylann Roof Charleston massacre, they said, quote, white America must answer for the Charleston church massacre. Now what are they saying in the aftermath of this jihadist slaughter? Again, go back to Dylann Roof. They said, quote, white America is complicit.
So Islam must answer for the attacks and is complicit, according to their yardstick.
Yeah, but this is what they actually said. Saeed Farooq is an American. Let's stop the Muslim debate and take a close look at ourselves. Meanwhile, he's watching ISIS propaganda videos. He's radicalized. He goes to Saudi Arabia. They're pledging allegiance to ISIS online. But again, it's nothing to do with Islam, the religion of peace. Which, again, is completely disproven.
Now, let's remember, this is White House connected, Southern Poverty Law Center connected, Media Matters connected, Salon, that has written five articles I know of saying that pedophilia is loving.
Oh, yeah, they've completely jumped the shark at this point. But again, it goes
let's
back
just remember,
to the
let's just remember. Let's just remember that they don't think pedophilia is a big deal.
No, exactly. They think it's an alternative sexual lifestyle, and they give platforms to wannabe child molesters to say that. And it's trendy. It's liberal. But now, of course, the report this morning was that a CNN analyst speculating that Farooq may have found the Christmas party offensive. There's also a report saying that he had an argument with a Jewish person who was critical of ISIS and Islam.
Yeah, the first guy he reportedly blew away was the old Jewish guy.
Yeah, he's dead now. So they're going back to this rhetoric about, well, maybe if he was offended, then it's somewhat justified, like the Charlie Hebdo cartoonist massacred in cold blood. Maybe they were provoking.
Yeah, he saw a Christmas tree. He saw a Jew. He had to do it.
But it gets even more serious when you understand this article, which ties in with it, which we can discuss more after the break. Universities deemed Secret Santa mistletoe colors red and green to be politically incorrect.
I skipped the break, and I know you're focusing on this. Islam, radical Islam admits, ISIS admits, it's allying with the left and the feminists. This is the most oxymoronic, gibbering weirdness I've ever seen, but they're now really doing it across the country. Ban Christmas. You better not have a secret Christmas party at a college or the dean's going to expel you. And meanwhile, the attorney general has come out and gave a speech yesterday to a Muslim group. She didn't go comfort the dead's family. No, she went to comfort the Islamicist and says that she promises to criminalize speech and says they will go after people criticizing Islam. I mean, what a dirtbag. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, in line with what's happening in Germany, where they're going after people on Facebook who express criticism over the refugee invasion, going after them with a secret Stasi. But again, going back to this Christmas issue, you know, for about a decade or more, liberals have made fun of the war on Christmas. And I agreed with them to some extent. I thought it was overblown until now reading this, which is universities and colleges across the country are publishing these advisories to staff and students, telling them that they shouldn't have Secret Santa, they shouldn't have mistletoe, they shouldn't include the colors red and green in their decorations at these holiday parties because it might offend someone.
Now they're even going after the neo-pagan stuff that is nothing but a regurgitation of ancient Germanic wintertime cults to bring an evergreen in to the hut during the freezing cold because it smelled good and medically believed it was healthy, and they would also decorate it. That's not even Christian. They even want that banned.
Now, even Santa, using the term Secret Santa is now inappropriate. They say that you've got to call it practical joke gift exchange or secret gift exchange because saying the word Santa might offend somebody. It might trigger somebody. And it might force them to, you know, curl up in a ball in their safe space. So this is Ohio State University. It's Cornell University, UT Knoxville. They're all imposing these guidelines saying that these things are offensive, which is funny because 3 days ago on Twitter, I predicted that they would start saying mistletoe was rape culture. Now, that's what they're doing because they're saying that people may feel excluded from that.
And again, this all sounds crazy, but it's meant to be crazy. They've got to be able to ban whatever they want because they control reality. They say what is allowed to exist. It's called cult-level brainwashing.
Yeah, and remember this Halloween. I mean, this happened at Yale where they surrounded the professor in a group, in a mob, and basically shouted him down, screamed and cried and wailed. Because he said that wearing a Halloween costume, like a sombrero or whatever, was not cultural appropriation and that you should not take offense to it.
But then when a woman says she's black and she's not, which is cultural appropriation, that's okay. It's just total la-la land.
Friendly. So, I mean, at least these legislators, these lawmakers in Tennessee are speaking out against it. They're calling for the chancellor to resign after they issued these guidelines. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, maybe they're right. I mean, after all, Farouk, the San Bernardino shooter, might have been offended by the Christmas party. So we should probably ban Christmas so as not to be insensitive to the jihadists, because they are special snowflakes. They do have feelings, and we should cater to them by banning Christmas. So I actually agree with this, Alex.
And let's expand on that. This just in from Adan Salazar, Infowars.com. War on Christmas, proposed city ordinance would ban Christmas caroling. This has been done in Germany and in Italy in some areas. Holiday revelers into free speech zones or safe places. We have new footage at a university in London, the University of London, where even a leftist group was not even allowed to speak about the issue of Islam to an Islamic group that they were helping bring in. And the Islamists began to scream and yell at them and shut the meeting down. And the school basically agrees, shut down free speech, that's good. Residents of the town in Florida may be fined for performing Christmas carols on public sidewalks if a proposed city ordinance passes. But see, you're allowed to have free speech. A citizen is warning. City commissioners in Winter Park, Florida, will vote later this month on whether to pass an ordinance regulating street performers and creating designated public performance areas. See, there you go. Paul Joseph Watson, the tyranny is coming in like a flood. Let's talk to Randy in Canada. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Our Lord said, I didn't come back to make peace, but to divide. So the division is happening through the New World Order, through the anarchy, through the death, through the chaos. He's dividing us right now through that, through you. You see, without you, you're putting that message out. The people wouldn't get it. Wasn't for you, they wouldn't get the difference to weigh it, to see the difference between right and wrong.
No, I get it. The fire has to separate the impure metal from the gold, and the wheat from the chaff. I mean, I understand that. But the globalists create artificial divisions so that, oh, you're not for Caitlyn Jenner, then you're hateful, when they're stealing all of our basic rights. So they create fake divisions. But you're right. There should be divisions between us and NAMBLA.
Thing, if it's not your thing to say this, people think I'm crazy to say it, but Satan has been doing God's work since the Garden of Eden.
Well, God's work is free will, so of course Satan is an agent who basically allows that free will to be tested. I hear you. It's an interesting point. Thank you for the call. I'm going to move quick. Robert in Alabama, you're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I just want to speak on something the caller before this just said. Is I've been blocked on Facebook multiple times. I repost and retweet everything y'all have to say, and every time it's the same message, improper content. And don't you think it's a little bit of a coincidence that right now, when everybody's just waking up, when everybody wants to be free, that all of a sudden, now Christmas, they want to take it from us, too.
Absolutely. Well, sir, here's what's happening, just so you know. People say don't use Facebook, they can censor you, and they do improperly apply their rules. It's not fair. It's unfair trade practices, in my view. But we will still use the platform because we reach the sheeple there. Our reach in just the last month has quadrupled and is set to quintuple by next year just on the platform of Facebook. So despite all their censorship, what you do is you change our headlines, you copy our text into your own deal. That will get around a lot of their bots. You jam them. You put our text up on your own website and send that out. You test enemy operations, literally, this is enemy operations, to get the transmissions through the picket line. And so that's how you counter them. It's how you deal with them. But, yes, all of it. But we operate in these platforms because these are the electronic battlefields. Great point. Paul Joseph Watson, we've dealt with a lot of this. It gets worse and worse. That's why we're going to expand our offensives in the face of their activities.
Well, if Facebook's been caught deleting posts that are, quote, sarcastic towards ISIS, they suspended access to your account for days because we posted an image of an ISIS militant alongside a news story. So there are always those kind of snafus. My posts get reported all the time for, quote, nudity, when it's just a link to a news article, no nudity whatsoever. But the good news is they don't normally delete them. So when people complain en masse, it forces those kind of algorithms to reset themselves. And, you know, if you throw mass outrage at it, then they're not going to implement that as a policy. So I think it's getting a bit better than it used to be on Facebook from what I've seen.
Absolutely. And again, we're just reporting on what's happening. And we struck back. We fought back. They backed off some. So is YouTube. YouTube just sent us an award, and there are, you know, million subscribers or whatever on one of our channels. So yeah, there are a lot of good folks there, a lot of bad folks there. That's why we have to dominate the marketplace of ideas and not let them censor us. They're afraid we're becoming mainstream. Paul Watson, great job. We'll keep watching your reporting this weekend at InfoWars.com. We've got economic news coming up and your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
He comes on every 2 or 3 weeks. Last time he was on, he predicted that the job numbers coming out would be worse in the next month, and that indeed has happened. Also, coming towards the United States like a runaway freight train is the full implementation of Obamacare next year. We've seen overall about a doubling of premiums in the last 2 years, but the real hammer comes down next year, and that's a story out of the LA Times. We're going to be going over that with Peter Schiff as well. Quite frankly, when he comes on for 20, 30 minutes on economic news, it's interesting, it's informative, a lot of his predictions have come true. Peter's really interesting, though, just on politics and the world in general. So I want to invite him back up next time to spend maybe 15 minutes on economic news, but 30 or 40 minutes on other issues, because so much is happening in the world and it's all tied together. But it's so immoral to demand we take millions in the West of Islamic radical refugees from war-torn areas where people can't get along with each other, give them everything free, and then have them go around murder and shoot and blow people up, attack Christmas parties, hunt down and find out who's Jewish in the office and shoot them. That's now coming out. And then the media tries to cover it up. I mean, why is our media allied with radical Islam, but then would attack the wrong country after 9/11, Iraq? I mean, it's just crazy. But socialists are allied with other totalitarians, and radical Islam is totalitarian. We're going to talk to Peter Schiff about that in a moment as well. I know we probably didn't know he was going to get into that, but he is. And then, of course, your phone calls into the next hour with David Knight and others hosting the fourth hour today. And then I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Briefly, if you want to support the broadcast, get high-quality products, and get the lowest prices ever to introduce yourself to the high-quality nutraceuticals, the high-quality Patriot apparel, the high-quality water filtration systems, the powerful films and books, and so much more, go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. That's the subdomain for nutraceuticals. You can find the specials right there. And there's a bunch of specials that have already ended this week. The free shipping I've extended out until December 18th. And then $9.95 colloidal silver makes a great gift as well. That is for internal or topical, obviously. That ends today. That is unprecedented. 30% off X2 Nation Iodine ends at midnight. 20% off the super high quality InfoWars Select Storable Food from My Patriot, 20% off the already lowest prices and free shipping. No one can match that. I've only offered that special two other times. That ends InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchases, your free will, your buying quality products from us, it's why I can have Joe Biggs going to California to cover the shooting. Why I can have him up in upstate New York at the Islamic training centers and have drone footage of their training camps. It's how we can have reporters at Bilderberg and reporters in Paris for the attacks and all of it. Because we are a real news journalist organization. The founder of the Weather Channel was on yesterday saying he's a viewer and that we're going to end up taking over the media. Well, it's not just us. It's other patriots. We're libertarians. We just want freedom. And to see MSNBC demonize us for saying 2 days ago that the attack in San Bernardino was an Islamic terror attack, and now it's admitted, headline, San Bernardino shooting, attacker pledged allegiance to ISIS, officials say, had bomb vests, tactical gear, throwing pipe bombs at police, and they say it's not terror, and then blame American gun owners. That's why mainstream media is dying. 2 days later, now the FBI is investigating as an act of terror. Imagine France investigating it for 2 days as an act of terror. So Peter Schiff of Europac.com, billions under management, for folks that don't know who you are, obviously we usually get you on about financial stuff. We'll spend some time on that in the brief time we have, but I've set the table here about the state of the world, the open borders, this idea we've got to pay for all these people who mainly invaded Syria to take it over and failed. What is Obama, Hollande, Merkel thinking? They're going to start attacking us. They are attacking us. What do they think they're going to do? I mean, they're going to get held responsible, or maybe they're not.
I have no idea what they think about these things, and I don't know how much they actually care about it. I think, Obama's just trying to finish out his term without any major disasters happening. That's probably the most important thing for him. And then if something happens after he's gone, well, it's somebody else's fault. But, you know, the real problems that I'm paying attention to are what's happening in the economy, because those are man-made disasters. Those are disasters that we're really bringing about on our own. And we we have a lot of control there. And I'm more concerned about the damage being done to our economy from within than what I'm concerned about the threats from without. And that's unfortunate because the federal government is there to protect us from our international enemies. But instead, we need protection from our domestic enemy, which is the federal government.
Well, I agree. But the very same thinking that's bankrupting our future, Peter, your audio just cut out for a moment. That very same thinking is the thinking that brings in people from radical jihad areas and won't even screen their passports. I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is the government spends so much resources, so much time doing all the things that they shouldn't do, that there's not much left over to actually do the things they're supposed to do. The government is there to preserve and protect our liberties. And unfortunately, our liberties are at threat from the government, right? To talk about having the fox guard your head house, that's what's going on right now when the government is there to protect us.
So what is the big economic news? There's a lot of it.
Yeah, look, a lot of stuff is happening. You know, today we got the non-farm payroll number, which, you know, that's all anyone talks about. They don't talk about the trade deficit that came out today, too, which was much worse than expected. In fact, our exports were at the lowest they've been in 3 years. And in fact, our trade deficit with Mexico just hit a 3-year high. They revised up last month's trade deficit and made it worse than they originally reported. So all of this is going to weigh on GDP. In fact, earlier in the week, we got the ISM manufacturing number. It came out way below estimates, 48.6, the biggest drop in more than 6 years. The last time the ISM was this low was during the 2008-2009 Great Recession. The only time it almost got this low was back in 2012, just before the Fed launched QE3. So manufacturing is already in a recession. We got the ISM non-manufacturing numbers yesterday, which came out way below expectations as well. Not in contraction mode yet, but given time, I think this is coming. So manufacturing is in recession. The overall economy will likely join the manufacturing sector next year. In fact, in the jobs numbers that came out today, we lost manufacturing jobs again. All we did is create a bunch of service sector jobs, low-paying jobs. In fact, the vast majority of these jobs are probably part-time jobs. We had a big spike this month in involuntary part-time employment, people accepting reluctantly part-time jobs, even though they want full-time jobs. Yet everyone is still convinced the Fed is about to raise interest rates in, what, a week and a half. And, you know, they just might do it now because Janet Yellen has basically assured everybody that it doesn't matter if they raise rates now. What matters is what do they do afterwards. And she's basically trying to take the sting out of it by making this the most dovish rate hike ever by saying, look, even if we raise rates, we're not going to raise them very much in the future, and it's going to be a long time before we raise them again. So don't worry, we're going to go very slowly. In fact, I think they're going to go so slow that it's going to be one and done. I think when they raise rates, the next thing they're going to do is cut them back down to zero because we'll probably be in a recession next year or close enough to it that the Fed tries to delay the onset of that recession by stimulating again, by going back down to zero, doing QE4. And, of course, when the Fed does that, they're going to look like complete fools.
Well, they talked about the jobs report was good, raising it a little bit, but now Yellen's playing that down.
You know, well, she's been doing that for months now. Ever since the stock market was tanking in September when they were afraid of the rate hike, Janet Yellen's been doing everything she can to backtrack. But the only reason she might raise rates, despite the fact that the data that she claims to be depending on is awful, is because she feels that her credibility will be lost if she doesn't. She only wants to raise rates to prove that we can do it. It's to try to send some kind of message of confidence that the Fed is confident enough in the economy to raise rates, even though they're not confident at all. Because if they were confident, they would have raised rates years ago, and they wouldn't be promising to move so slowly. Meanwhile, you know, the data is bad, and they don't want to acknowledge that. If the Fed was data dependent, they wouldn't be raising rates based on their own criteria, but they don't want to acknowledge what should be obvious. But now even, you know, even Citigroup now is coming out and saying that they put the odds of a recession next year at 65%.
What does the move to bring the Chinese currency into the world basket of currency signify?
Well, I think for Americans, it signifies the end of an era. I think it's the beginning of a larger move that will elevate the value of the yuan relative to the dollar. And I think anything that threatens the dollar's dominance as a reserve currency is a threat to our phony standard of living. I mentioned earlier that we had a larger than expected trade deficit. Our trade deficits are enormous. And what we do is we give the world the paper that we print for the goods that they produce. And it's not an even swap. We get things of real value and they just get little pieces of paper. But as the world wakes up to reality, they're not going to want our paper anymore. They're going to realize that it's not worth the paper it's printed on. And then it's going to be impossible for us to import the things that we need. It's also impossible to produce the things that we need because we don't have the productive capacity. We don't have the factories anymore. We don't have the workers that even know how to operate the machines, assuming that we had them. So the economy is all screwed up, and it's not prepared for what's about to happen. But what's going on with the Chinese yuan is a step in that process.
Going over the economic numbers, the ISM and others, does that just confirm what you thought was going to happen, or does it change your prognosis in any way?
No, it confirms it, because this is all weak economic data showing the weakness underlying our economy that everybody wants to ignore. Meanwhile, you know, people were expecting much more money printing coming out of the ECB, and Mario Draghi yesterday didn't deliver that. And we had a huge drop in the dollar against the euro. The dollar lost about 3% in one day. Gold has had a little bit of a muted reaction yesterday. Gold was up about 10 bucks yesterday, but now it's up more than $20 today. In fact, gold is now over $40 above its low yesterday morning. We're seeing big moves up now in gold stocks. And the last time I was on this program, what I told you about gold is that I believe that regardless of what the Fed does, whether they raise by 25 basis points or not, gold prices are going higher because it's already fully discounted into the market. In fact, I believe more rate hikes than are actually going to be delivered have been built into the market. Lots of people have shorted gold on anticipation of a rate hike, and I think they're buying the fact beforehand. They're not waiting for the Fed to hike rates to start buying. They're already buying and think by the time the Fed does hike rates, if they do in a week and a half, prices could be considerably higher from here. In the meantime, I think the dollar could go down. And what nobody is paying attention to is while everybody's pretending that everything is great in the U.S., the economic data is actually stronger now in Europe than it is in the United States. That's how bad our data is. So our Federal Reserve is talking about tightening, even though our data is weaker than the European data, and they're talking about more stimulus. So I think what's going to surprise everybody next year is the fact that the Europeans have to slam on the brakes. We're the ones that are going to be stepping on the monetary gas. And so the dollar is going to be the weak currency, and gold is going to be the primary beneficiary of that.
I want to take a call for you. Richard in California has a question about silver. Richard, go ahead. You're on the air with Peter Schiff of Pacific Pack. Go ahead. Euro Pacific
Capital.
Go ahead.
Alex?
Euro Pacific Capital.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hello there, Alex and Peter Schiff. It's good to talk to you both. I have a few points, but first one is on silver. What do you expect silver to do? I keep hearing the word that silver is supposed to be the new gold, but I wonder why and how and what way.
Well, I don't know if it's the new gold, but it just needs to be the old silver. I mean, silver is still valuable. It doesn't have to replace gold. It's simply, you know, gold's less expensive cousin. It has monetary properties. It's been used as money. And the two precious metals kind of move in the same direction. Maybe silver just has more volatility. So when the metals are going down, the silver goes down more. And when they're going up, it goes up more, but I expect substantial appreciation in both gold and silver. But when it comes to the difference between the two or the ratio between gold and silver, I think there's actually more upside potential in gold, in silver rather, relative to gold, given the ratio now is very extreme in gold's favor against silver. So I would look in this bull market when this new bull market resumes, and if gold's 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, wherever it ends up, maybe higher than that, I think the appreciation in silver on a percentage basis will be even higher.
Let me ask this. Which metal do you think is more undervalued?
I don't know. I mean, I think historically you would say silver if you just look at the ratio.
That's what I'd say.
You know, there could be other things that are at play that influence that. But historically, the ratio is pretty solid.
What has less of a supply, though? What has less of a in-the-ground supply we know about? Isn't it gold?
Well, gold is going to be scarcer than silver. I mean, that's one of the reasons it's so much more valuable.
Sure, but per capita, though, there's less gold, they think, in new discoverable reserves in the metric from the articles I've read than there is silver still in what they're discovering. Gold's becoming even more scarce, or is that wrong?
I'm not certain of those numbers. I know that gold in general is scarcer than silver, and it has properties that silver doesn't have. It's a more valuable metal based on its properties. And I think that when the world goes back to a gold standard, I don't think it's going to go back to a bimetallic standard, you know, officially. Like we did in the United States, we had gold and silver. But I think when we remonetize gold, I don't know that the same thing is going to happen to silver. But silver is still going to be used, I believe, by the people as money, and there's going to be a lot more demand for it.
Well, I know this. There's so much paper out there. It's been going on forever, all these credit default swaps. This has got to come down sometime. Richard, thank you so much for your call. When we come back, I'm going to try to go to some other calls here. I'll do some overdrive, too, to finish with everybody's call, people that are patiently holding like Dante, Jared, James, Sean, and others. But in the minute we've got before break, Peter Schiff, what else is on your radar that you think people should know about?
Well, I think the most important thing is this change in dynamic. And, you know, everybody was looking for the Fed to begin raising interest rates as, oh, the beginning of a tightening cycle. And I think if it's more of a one and done, if it's, hey, we're just raising rates now to prove that we can do it, but don't worry, we're not going to be raising them a lot anytime soon, I think that really changes the dynamic. And, you know, it was very interesting because Janet Yellen was asked a question yesterday. She was testifying before Capitol Hill. And somebody asked her, what if we are in recession next year? What are you going to do? What are your tools? And what Janet Yellen said was, well, you know, if it turns out that we raised interest rates, we'll just lower them. And then because, you know, quantitative easing works so well in the past, we'll just do it again, which shows you how clueless she is. Because if we are right back in recession next year, that proves that quantitative easing didn't work.
Absolutely. Europac.com, Europac.com, Euro Pacific Capital Inc., the head of that. Peter Schiff, our guest, will be back soon with us. We're going to come back with your phone call. Stay with us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war.
There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Mike in Wyoming, Sean in Israel, Jared in Kentucky, Dante in California, James in Texas. I'm going to get to all of you in this little six-minute segment, the next five-minute segment. Then David Knight's taking over. It said on my sheet Leanne, but it's David Knight. I think Leanne's going to be on, too. Fourth hour of the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And then don't forget, I'll be back this Sunday hosting 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday transmission. I'll be hosting this Sunday. I host about two-thirds of the time, but David does a great job as well, and a lot of folks appreciate him being on air, so I enjoy having him fill in because he gives different perspectives. He agrees with most of my worldviews, but he does a lot of research, gets into things I don't get into, so that's always a big compliment to the show, but I'll be hosting this Sunday. Briefly, free shipping through the 18th, a bunch of specials on colloidal silver, more than half price, and a bunch of other products like Nation Iodine X2, 30% off. Now is the time to take advantage of these specials and try these products if you haven't, or stock up or give gifts. I want to thank you all for your support. You make this very expensive operation possible, but where can you say better bang for your buck? Get high-quality discounted products and find the tip of the spear of the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Since he's overseas, let's go to him first. Sean in Israel, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What's your take on the situation?
Okay, first of all, when first I heard about a shooting, I mean, I hope, you know, nobody will get hurt, but eventually when the news started coming up and the name of the shooter came out, that was pretty much clear what's really happening. And it was also very clear, and I know I have many American friends, I've traveled a lot to the States, I actually worked a few years back in the States as a camp counselor. So I pretty much know how things work. And when President Obama started saying, we can't know that it's actually an terror event and all of that. I mean, this was...
Exactly. When they said, we can't ever tell, he was setting the narrative because they knew.
Now, the worst part is, I mean, I'm following your channel for quite some time, and I really love your work. You're doing great work. But here's something you might want to try and consider and check it out. All those reports you're having about American policy, this kind of work was actually kind of done in Europe by an Israeli reporter. Now, what he did, he's an ex-Shabak, he's an Israeli reporter working for Channel 10. He did a documentary of 2.5 hours in 2012. Now, what he did, he's an ex-Shabak agent, which is something like the FBI and Homeland Security. So he can perfectly pose as a Muslim. Perfectly. I mean, you know how to...
No, I understand. I mean, that's like your internal, like Mossad, CIA, and then Shabak's like internal FBI or MI6 or MI5.
So what he does, he goes to European countries and goes to Muslim communities over there in Europe. Now, because he's speaking Arabic, he poses perfectly as a Muslim. He wants to get their take about the situation, how it is to living in Europe. Again, this is from 2012. He wants to hear their story. And almost in every case, they tell him, we're going to take over. We're going to kill. We're going to do suicide attacks. We are going to take the daughters. We are going to take Europeans for all.
Actually, I'm aware of those reports, and that's what a lot of these people say on TV. It's what their imams say. The head imam of Jerusalem is saying this kind of stuff. I mean, this is pretty much mainline thought now, and I guess this is a new invasion or something. Where do you think it's going?
I'm real sure for the Europeans. They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea. About a month ago, I'm not sure if you heard about it. About a month ago, there was a cargo ship that was caught in Greece. Now, this cargo ship was carrying supplies for rescue for poor refugees. They found 17 cargos filled with weapons, explosives that was hidden inside those cargos.
No, I know. It looks like that's the false flag as they're letting a huge jihad force come in. All hell's going to break loose. And they declare civil emergency. I think our governments know, though. Very scary. It's worse than I thought, though. We're going to come back, jam in more calls. David and I can get everybody else. I just couldn't cut that caller off. It's just, it is crazy.